Welcome to Audix Radio's Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. In the series, we talk about the different rights that children should have both in and out of hospital and give advice to people about respecting all children. Each episode focuses on a different right where children talk about their thoughts and experiences, and an expert talks about why these rights are important for children. So sit back, relax, and listen to what they have to tell us.
Welcome to the Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. My name is Yusra and I'm a young reporter at Audix Radio. Today we are going to be talking about the right to privacy and confidentiality, where Audix Radio reporters will be talking about why they think it's important for children to be able to keep their medical information private and not have it shared without their permission. Lucy Jamieson from UCT's Children's Institute will also be sharing her thoughts on this right and why it should be respected. Before we start, we would like to remind you that due to the coronavirus pandemic, we are recording at home using our cell phones and computers, so the quality might not be so great. But let's dive into the podcast and take a listen to what children think privacy and confidentiality means for them.
I'm Osama. I'm 13 and an Audix Radio reporter and used to be a patient of Red Cross. Privacy means to... Basically, I would describe it as having your own bubble of personal space where you can do things without people watching you, like if you're getting dressed or you're using the bathroom, you need to have your privacy because you'll feel uncomfortable. So privacy basically gives you space to do whatever you need to do comfortably.
My name is Nicole Thurm. I'm 13 years old. I'm an Audix Radio reporter and I was a patient at Red Cross. Privacy... Well, I just think it's for your own space, when you need to be alone. You don't want anybody, like, there's a certain time in every life when someone wants to be alone, have their own space, with no one bothering them, without asking for anything.
My name is Sisitu Sikiata. I'm 12 years old, and I'm an Audix Radio reporter. I was a patient at Brooklyn Children's Hospital. What I think privacy is... When you don't want someone to know something or see something, like when you bath, you must close the door. What I think confidentiality is the same thing, but it's like trusting someone or having confidence to someone to not talk about your secret or something you told them.
My name is Bautisa Yankees. I'm 14 years old and I'm an Audix Radio reporter and I work client at Brooklyn Children's Hospital. Confidentiality means if you want to keep a secret with somebody and you don't want that someone to tell anyone about your secret, or even if you're in a hospital or you tell the doctor or or the nurse something that they mustn't tell anybody, but you trusted them and so they said to you that they're not going to tell anybody about your condition that you have told them about.
My name is Courtney Summers. I'm 13 years old. I'm an Audix Radio reporter and I am a patient at the Red Cross Hospital. Confidentiality means if you tell a person and you trust that person something very important and personal, they can't go and tell someone else. It needs to stay confidential. So people, they spread rumors. They hurt people's feelings. People make fun of you. They will laugh at you. They will even hurt you.
Hi, I'm Lucy from the Children's Institute, the University of Cape Town, and I'm a senior researcher there. So when you're talking about children in hospital or medical situations, it's important to remember two things about privacy. One, it's about information. So doctors and nurses can't tell other people what's wrong with you. But it's also about protecting your privacy when you're getting examined. So doctors and nurses should always ask you before they lift up your t-shirt to examine you. There should be curtains so that you are not exposed to everybody on the ward when an examination is taking place. So confidentiality is that, you know, they're both the same. You know, the privacy and confidentiality, there's no real distinction. Some people would say it's about that information, so anything that you write down on a form versus privacy being about that, those physical aspects. But it's one and the same right.
Now that we have a better understanding of what this right means, let's take a listen to what children think about their right to privacy and confidentiality, and how they would feel if this right was broken.
My name is Sonabo, and I'm 14 years old, and I'm an RS Radio reporter. I used to be a patient at Red Cross. The right to privacy and confidentiality is important because in hospital, usually you trust the people because they're taking care of you, and if they were to break that trust, it would be kind of disappointing and upsetting at the same time.
My name is Lita Magoso. I am 15 years old. I have T-cell leukemia. I'm an RX Radio young reporter. It's important because it's your secret and you don't want to tell anyone. You tell either a friend, trusted friend, or a family member.
This right is important because in hospitals there's a lot of sick persons and they sometimes tell the nurses something about them, but they don't want a nurse to tell anybody because then the other people are going to talk bad about them or something like that.
In hospitals, this right is important because a lot of people need a little space in any kind of way. When you tell something to a doctor, anything that you don't want anyone else to know, then the doctor has to keep it a secret.
It's important to children because they have a soft spot and they do want privacy. They do want to talk to someone that they trust that won't tell everybody.
This right is important because, first of all, that, you know, respecting your privacy, shielding you is about dignity and making you feel safe and secure. And then in terms of confidentiality, about information, often that's about ensuring that you don't suffer from stigma. So if people find out that you've got an illness like TB or HIV, that can lead to them treating you badly because they know that information.
Privacy and having someone who can keep your things in private, it makes you feel free and you have someone who can be there for you. And it's having someone you can trust so you can take things off your chest and not be worried.
At a hospital or at doctors, this right is important because, as I said, some people need the privacy. They don't want anything. Maybe they have something embarrassing sickness, and they wouldn't want anybody else to know about it. If my confidentiality and privacy was, you know, broken or not upheld, then I'll kind of feel embarrassed or very upset and sad, disappointed also in the doctor. Because you should be able to trust your doctor, because that's why they are there to help you, not like break your trust. You should be able to trust your doctor.
It hasn't happened to me that someone broke my trust, but I feel like I would be very angry because they didn't have the right to do it because it was personal to me. If a doctor or a nurse had to tell someone's secret or tell something private, the patient can lose trust in people and other doctors, and then they won't want to share anything again.
If a child's privacy is invaded or their confidence has been broken, i.e. something has been shared about them that they don't want to know, the first thing is to think, well, do I feel in myself capable of saying to the doctor or the nurse, please can you ask? If you're going to lift up my T-shirt, if you're going to examine me. But if they don't feel that they can, you know, raise that themselves, then they can always speak to if there's a nurse or a doctor that they do feel that they can talk to that individual. If it's a big issue and it's something that's happening across the hospital, so for example, in some clinics or surgeries there aren't any curtains, well, maybe you and some of the other children that go to that clinic could write a letter to the director or come and talk to Red Cross Radio to highlight that that is something that should be respected where you're getting those services.
It's plain to see that invading our privacy or breaking our confidence can be harmful to children and lead to lack of trust between patients and healthcare workers. So let's take a listen to some of the advice that the children have for healthcare workers regarding this right.
The advice I'll give to healthcare workers is to, if you are talking to your patient, try to sit in a isolated place where it's quiet and you two, nobody else is around, so they can hear it. And so then the two of you can share information, private information, and try not to tell anybody else.
For workers who keep things private, I would say that they should know that their patient could trust them by any means. When they tell them secret or tell them something that they can't tell anyone else, or when they feel afraid to tell something, you must let them know that you're there for them and you can trust them 100%.
I would like to say to healthcare workers, when it's going to help with the treatment, you can share it, but first they should first ask the patient.
The advice I have for healthcare workers is sometimes some people don't seem like they really need help, but it's really like they really are uncomfortable or feel like their space is not being like taken seriously. So the advice I have is that to give them a bit of space and to make them feel comfortable.
If the child tells a healthcare worker bad secret, healthcare workers must give opinion to the person, or they must try to help them with the secret that they tell the healthcare worker.
My advice to health workers is that they must do what's right and not share people's information because it's not nice for the patients.
I would say to healthcare workers that it's really important to respect children's privacy, partly because we often, you know, we don't have time as busy professionals, and you don't realize the kind of impact that doing things like just doing an examination that on the open ward causes embarrassment, shame. It makes a child feel violated. So it's really important to respect that because we want children to feel safe, we want them to have trust in us, and we want them to heal as quickly as possible. And any time that we do something that has an emotional impact that causes stress, it takes them longer to recover.
And that brings us to the end of the Children's Rights in Hospital podcast on the right to privacy and confidentiality. We hope that you have learned something new and understood more about the role that this right plays in hospital.
Thank you for taking your time out to listen to this edition of Children's Rights in Hospital podcast. This was put together by RX Radio, a radio station by and for children situated at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. Please visit our website www.rxradio.co.za for more amazing programming. RX Radio, by and for children.